your favorite musicians, exclusive interviews, local artists, all on the Life Songs podcast.
It's the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and Nancy. I'm Josh, and hanging out with me on the phone is Joel Smallbone for King & Country. Joel, how you doing, friend?
Man, I have spent more time at home with my wife than I have since we were married 7 years ago. So on that level, I'm doing great. We're loving getting time together. Obviously, this whole scenario around the world is a cascading amount of emotions and logistics and loss and all the rest of it. But on that level, doing very well.
That's wonderful. I'm glad that you're getting time with Mariah. And you guys have been busy, hard at work. You just released a new song together, which is ironic because everybody's apart right now. You and Luke and Kirk Franklin and Tori Kelly, and there were a host of others involved in this awesome song. The first time I heard it, the only word that I could think of to really represent the song together was, this is an anthem. Like, it is instantly anthemic. It lifts you up, and it's a reminder that we don't have to just survive the pandemic, but we can thrive in the middle of this. Great job.
Oh, well, thanks, man. It's been very rewarding releasing it, because without a doubt, it has been the most challenging and complicated song of our career to complete. And so to have it released and at such a time as this,
yeah,
it feels literally, I've not seen the hand of God on a song in the same way as I have with this.
You mentioned the challenges. Obviously, everybody is having to keep their social distance. I'm assuming, since you and your brother are grown up and married and have your own families, that you're not living together during this time, plus your bandmates, and you somehow wrote Tori Kelly and Kirk Franklin into this epic song. How did that happen? How did you make this possible? Because it is produced in such a way that you would think, wow, they were all there together in the studio. This was one of those God-ordained moments, and everything just magically kind of fell into place. But that's not possible right now.
No, it isn't. And you're very apt in commenting on just the severity of what the track is itself. I mean, there's more vocalists on this than any track we've ever done. There's actually two separate choirs. There's Kirk, there's Tori, there's Luke, myself. And so that alone is just a layer that you want, that kind of intimate synergy of being in proximity of one another. And, mm-hmm. and that we weren't afforded that. In fact, Tori, Kirk, and I jumped on as we released this music video. We jumped on a call for the first time. We have never, the four of us, been in the same room. And so I kind of, part of the charm of it is, you've got a song that's talking about togetherness in a time where we physically can't be together. And so what does that look like on the greater scale of humanity? And in the creation of the song, that's very represented. You had Tori, who sung her vocal in her room in California, and you had Kirk in Texas, who, this was pre-COVID, but he was able to rally his choir and some band members, and he tracked his bit and sent it in. And so you have all of these different people from different places, different walks of life, pouring into this thing. And that's been one of the rich aspects, not one of the complicated ones, obviously, but one of the rich aspects is, you've got a song about being together, but it's been written and presented in a time where we can't be quite something.
Did you ever think that on your band merch page, you would have face masks for sale?
I saw that last week.
I mean, I've seen some crazy fun stuff from band merch. For King & Country face masks, I almost ordered one, but my wife has my credit card.
Fair enough. That's a wise move, my friend. It's just funny. And 3 months ago, if our head of merchandise had sent that through, I would have been like, what planet are you living on? And all of a sudden, you fast forward and you go, no, this makes 100% sense to help people. And I love the one, though. There's one that says, together on the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just laughed when I saw that, because I thought, well, that's just complete irony.
Just going to the grocery store and having to wear a mask and that sort of stuff, you learn real quick how important it is to be able to smile with your eyes. Like,
yeah.
you gotta exaggerate those expressions. But having a friendly face mask that reminds people about God is always a positive thing. last year, your work with Dolly Parton landed you guys on a whole new level. I mean, to be able to reach people beyond what you had already accomplished as musicians. And now you're getting to use this platform to breathe hope and peace into hearts. Was this like an intentional step forward, or do you look back and think, holy cow, God, what did you just do?
You always have to divide the hope from reality. I mean, there was an intent, obviously. I watched the film Dumplin' on Netflix last year, which is Jennifer Aniston, and it's laced with Dolly Parton music. Mm-hmm. And I just was kind of struck in a profound way by how much of her catalog is just such a worldwide celebrated music. And so I did, I cold called her managers, two of which I taught in Sunday school. And I said, hey guys, you know, we've got this song, what do you think? But to go from, you know, from that little inception moment to her hearing her sing on the song, which was so emotional for me, to doing a music video, to playing the CMAs with her last year, you don't think. We're told no as artists 9 out of 10 times, mm-hmm. still. But I think that's where faith comes in, is you just kind of go, you know what, God, I'm going to make my plans and you order my steps. And that was one of the freest, beautiful parts of it. We were able to walk through this thing and go, man, I'm like, yeah, I might have had the idea, but I did not orchestrate this. I did not order this. I just kind of put something out into the universe and God brought this back. So both with that, God on the Nose, and then also with Together, more than ever, maybe, and maybe that's part of it, is that we've been reaching out to these other artists, but mm-hmm. more than ever, I have seen the miraculous in these two songs. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. Cause there's a kind of love that God only knows. There's a kind of love. There's a kind of love.
I heard somewhere that Kirk Franklin was going to be producing a show about the seedy underbelly of the Christian music industry. You are an actor. You've got film credits under your belt. I don't know if you've got your SAG card yet or not, but are you going to work with Kirk on the show?
I haven't heard anything about it at this point. There's another film group that's working on kind of the history of Christian music. There's been a lot of talk lately just about putting a bit more of a magnifying glass on it.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't imagine so, but, you know, I was talking to him last night. We have great rapport with one another and a lot of kind of mutual respect for one another. And so, I think his heart is wonderful and very true and he's mm-hmm. had great impact. So I would stay tuned, but I haven't heard anything, no.
So no scoop there. That's okay.
No scoop.
What is the first thing that you want to do once this is all over and life finds a more normal rhythm?
I think I want to play a show.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I think we've been performing for a better part of a decade. And you kind of just, it just becomes part of the furniture, you know. We'll go out and this is just what you do, you know. And all of a sudden when it's taken from you as a community, you start really reflecting on how actually incredible and profound it is to be in this large group of people gathered under the banner of celebration and hope and God and singing these songs together and the unification that happens there. You know, you set aside politics and differing religious beliefs and ethnicities, whatever it might be, and you come together, so to speak. I just think that's magical. And so, yeah, I will be really proud and happy when everyone, you know, the medical community and the government and everyone sort of gives a thumbs up. I'll be very proud to step into a venue again and present music for people live.
Oh, well, when you guys stopped in New Orleans with the Burn the Ships World Tour, that's the last big show I got to go to before all of this kind of shut the world down. And my whole family was there. And man, you guys have consistently raised the bar on what you do show-wise every single time I've seen you, which is countless times at this point. You need to be on stage. So I'm going to believe that this is going to end sooner rather than later, just so you guys can get back up there.
That's very sweet. One of our band members, Vince DiCarlo, we went for a walk the other day, because that's about all you can do at this point, at least.
Yeah.
And he just turned to me and was like, dude, how are you coping? He's like, I said to my wife the other day that Joel must be just killing himself because he's built to be part of a live show. And I feel that a bit. I feel that kind of like, okay, yeah. And I think that's a compliment. I think that's what I grew up doing with my family and with Rebecca and James. It was like being part of a live show. And so, yeah, it is. I'm excited. I think there's going to be a whole new lease of life when this thing settles down. Step into a new day. We can rise up
from the dust and walk away. We can dance. So your wife, Mariah Peters, also very musical, very talented. Have you guys been doing some songwriting since you've been locked up together?
Oh, I love that you asked that, Josh. So she, beginning of the year, had started, she kind of ventured off the last few years and put together a girl band, and it was just this kind of creative fun thing that she wanted to do as a project. And top of this year she'd really sensed and was dedicated to coming back and doing another Mariah project. She went away to a cabin for a week, and as she was kind of walking out the door, I handed her a MIDI keyboard and I said, hey, I think you should do a bit of producing as well. Don't just track the songs down with an acoustic, but like, go for it. And dude, she has, it's just been a duck to water. Like the music, she's working in the studio again this week. The music she's coming up with is just, is wonderful. So I can't wait for you to hear it. I mean, it's kind of annoyingly great because it's been stuck in my head the last few weeks. And so we're very actively, I'm kind of more just being a bit of a fly on the wall if you need me and just offering a few thoughts and ideas here. But she's, I mean, out of the pair of us is the most talented of the team. And so I've just loved being able to play a partnership support role.
That's awesome. For her. You don't dance too, do you? Triple threat.
Oh no, she does. But you do not want to see me try to bust a move. I'm not the guy. She has tried, as have her parents, to teach me to salsa dance, but it was an epic fail. If you're looking for hope tonight, raise your hand. With the King and Country, and I want to thank you for sharing hope through your gift to Life Songs. To our Life Songs family, we'll get through this together.